Hey everyone, welcome to Sweet Seats Podcast. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Alana. Thanks for joining us for our third episode, where we spotlight some of the sweetest talent in the Hershey area's sports scene.
Today we're excited to host Hannah Russell, standout lacrosse player for the Hershey High School lacrosse team.
They've had an incredible season and have actually put together several winning seasons.
Hannah had an amazing season, scoring over 500 goals at Hershey High, 200 career assists. She has also been selected as a Min Penn Keystone All-Star for first team attack.
Hannah has been an outstanding leader on and off the field, and we are so pleased to have her on our podcast today. Hi, Hannah. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
When did you start playing lacrosse?
I first started in fourth grade.
What was the biggest challenge for you when you were just starting out?
I would say getting used to this sport because it's something that I haven't really tried before and it was new for me. But I really liked it when I first started playing.
What are the main positions in lacrosse and what does each position do?
So there's a goalie, four defenders, three midfielders, and four attackers. And the attackers score the goals, which is what I do. And the midfielders play attack and defense. And then defense like stops the ball from going in the goal, kind of. And then the goalie is like in the crease and stops it.
What do you love most about playing lacrosse?
I really like the fast pace. It's the fastest game on 2 feet, so I really enjoy that.
Do you have any hobbies outside of lacrosse?
Yeah, I play soccer and I also love to work out and run.
Who has been the biggest influence in your athletic career so far?
I would say my sister. She's like my biggest role model and I want to be like her, so she's probably the biggest one.
What's a typical day like balancing school, practice, and other responsibilities?
Yeah, so obviously balancing sports and academics is kind of hard, but once you get your academics done, then it's kind of time for me once I get out of school to go to the athletics and the field. Once like you get your time management down, I think it gets easier, but at first it's kind of hard.
What do you think is the hardest thing about lacrosse that people don't realize?
I would say probably catching and throwing a ball. It looks kind of easy, but it's kind of hard to begin with. But once you can do it, it's just as easy as it looks. I don't know.
What has been your most memorable moment on the field?
I would say playing with my sister for the past 3 years, it's probably one of the best memories I have.
What's the best piece of advice your coach has given to you?
I would say like work hard outside of practice, like not just on the field, because if you put effort in outside of the field, then you'll just get better.
How would you describe the team dynamic?
I think we're a really tight-knit team. We really all get along and like each other, and I think that that really helps to show on the field how good of a season we've had.
What is your relationship with your coach or coaches? How do they push you to improve?
Obviously, every day they push me to get better. They try and help me do the best that I can be, and I really appreciate that from them. And I'd say that my coaches are one of like my biggest role models also that I can look up to, and they can help me whenever I need it.
How do you mentally prepare before a big game?
I really try to listen to music. I listen to the same song before every game. I call my sister before every game. I'd say just having the same routine really just gets you into the mood for a game.
How did you stay focused during stressful moments?
Obviously, having my teammates near me, it really helps. We lift each other up during stressful times, but just not giving up and knowing that you'll come out on the other side is really good mentality.
We saw that you were going to Campbell University in North Carolina to play lacrosse and to major in education. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What were some of the factors that you took into consideration when making that decision?
I knew that I wanted to go south, so obviously not really north schools, so I was looking more down south. I really wanted a team that had a different chemistry from any other team, and I think that Campbell really just stood out to me than any other school that I was looking at.
If you could give advice to younger athletes just starting out, what would you say?
I would say really give 110% anytime you're trying to do something. And if it doesn't work out the first time, then keep trying because you never know what's going to happen.
If you could play one-on-one with one lacrosse player, who would it be and why?
Oh gosh, I would probably pick Madison Taylor. She's from Northwestern. She's the leading goal scorer in the nation right now. And she's just kind of my college role model that I can look up to. And I think just learning from her, even though she would probably beat me, just learning from her would really help me.
Now it's time for a quick sweet seat round. Do you have a favorite Hershey candy?
I would say cookies and cream chocolate bar.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
I
I
like
like that
that
too.
too. Pre-game hype song.
No Lie by Drake.
Dream vacation spot and why?
I would say Hawaii because it's somewhere I've always wanted to go and I've never been there
Yeah.
before and it just seems really cool.
One word your teammates would use to describe you.
I would say probably determined or cheerful. I really like to have a good time when we're not on the field, but when we're on the field, I really like to get to work.
Wow, what an exciting interview. We were so pleased to have you on our podcast.
Thank you.
Huge thanks to Hannah Russell for being on today's show.
Don't forget to follow Sweet Seats Podcast and leave a review or comment on who you want to see next. Catch
Catch
you
you
next
next
time
time
on
on
Sweet
Sweets.
Seats.